Welcome to Married to Murder. I'm Clint.
And I'm Summer.
And we're a true crime podcast.
Where I tell him all of my favorite true crime stories, and he's hearing it for the first time, just like you.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy a tale of murder.
Welcome back, y'all. This is our first episode we're recording in 2022.
It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, and we've been doing this a whole month now.
A little over a month.
Yeah, true, true. But we're still having fun with it. Hope y'all are having fun too.
And just for the people who don't know, which is pretty much almost everybody, we just got to celebrate Clint's birthday.
I guess you could say I'm old now.
39's not old.
Yeah, it's old enough.
I'm older than you, so.
Does this mean I can get a Corvette next year?
Negative.
But that's the de facto American midlife crisis car.
They're ugly.
I don't know. The C8's pretty nice now.
I don't even know what that looks like, but no.
Oh, you'll learn soon enough.
We're not getting that.
But they're pretty, and they're fast. And I can go zoom zoom in it.
And they're probably expensive.
Yeah, not terribly so.
Not happening. You just got a happy birthday and happy birthday dinner, and that's what you're getting.
Okay.
No happy birthday Corvette.
No, the Corvette's for next year.
Okay, no. Ooh, next year I get to plan a big party because you'll be 40. I'm excited.
I know. I'm not looking forward to it. I am, and I'm not.
You know I love to plan a party, so it's going to be fun.
Well, we'll see about that.
Well, in a year, we'll tell everybody about it. Hopefully they're still listening to us.
Yeah, if they can put up with listening to us that long.
Fingers crossed. All right, so today we're going to be talking about Missy Beavers. It's an unsolved case. So we're going to do a little bit different. I'm going to tell you about the case. There is a video that's very, very important to the case, and we're going to go over that last. So I'm going to do my absolute best not to sway you one way or the other, just to give you the facts as they are known. The police are not giving a ton of verified information, so there's all these redacted search warrants and requests and stuff. So people have just made the best of it with the information that we have. So I'm going to give you what I know, what I found out. We'll watch the video. I'm going to try and not sway you one way or another. And then we can kind of think of what your theories are and my theories and all that kind of fun stuff at the end.
And for those of y'all that are listening that would like to see the videos to go along with this case, we have started a YouTube channel under the same name of Married the Number 2 Murder. You know, search us out, follow us there. Any videos that we reference and actually watch while recording, we will also post on our YouTube as well. That way, y'all will have the opportunity to see them without having to go search and try and find them on your own.
Yeah, it's very important that you see the videos. Definitely the second one, the church video. But we'll get to that. Okay. Missy Beavers taught Camp Gladiator workout classes at a local church. On Monday, April 18, 2016, 45-year-old Missy was found murdered by participants of her 5 a.m. workout class. Missy's gray Ford F-150 was parked under the awning to the church with the passenger door and the truck bed lid open. Gym equipment was found in the back of the truck and near the entrance to the church. The keys were on the tailgate. Missy's wallet was found in the front passenger seat. Her iPhone was found on the dash just above the radio, and her purse was on the floorboard. It appears Missy was arriving and in the process of unpacking the gym equipment she needed out of her truck and then was ambushed and murdered. Lots of questions still exist. Who and why?
Okay, well, that definitely sounds like that's going to raise some questions for me, too, in the very near future here.
Absolutely. Terry Leanne Strickland Beavers went by Missy, so we're going to call her Missy the whole time. She was born on August 9, 1970 in Graham, Texas, to James and Norma Strickland. She had two brothers, Clinton and Clifford.
Really? A Clinton brother? Nice. Not a common name.
It's not. She graduated from Jacksboro High School in 1988 and received a Bachelor of Science degree in 1995 from Tarleton State University. In 1998, she married Brandon Beavers, and they have three children. And at the time of her death, Allison was 13, Hannah was 15, and Sarah was 8.
So these kids were relatively young.
Exactly. So we're going to go backwards a little bit in the timeline just to kind of give us an idea. I do love a timeline. I feel like it helps organize everything. So the weekend before her death, because the 16th is a Monday. So it's a Monday morning that she dies on. So this prior weekend, she had gone to Austin for a Camp Gladiator convention. And she had posted multiple pictures. She definitely was there. You'll see there's a whole lot of speculation that shows up on Reddit, Facebook, web sleuths, everything. You know, was she there for a different reason? But no, she absolutely posts pictures on Facebook that she was at this convention. She posts with other people. There was definitely a convention and she was definitely there. And she was very active on Facebook. On April 17th, which was the Sunday before her death, at noon, Brandon was taking a flight to Mississippi. He was going on a fishing trip to the Chandelier Islands.
Mississippi, Louisiana, that's kind of the where those islands are. That's kind of what and what.
He was going to Biloxi, and he arrived at 7:30 p.m. Sunday night.
That sounds like that's probably where his charter was based out of, was Biloxi.
Right. And I actually looked it up just to try and, I was nosy. I just wanted to know how much the fishing trip would cost. And it's about $800 to $1,000 per person.
Yeah, charter fishing at, that talking is hard again. Charter fishing trips and even any sort of guided hunting or fishing expedition are not the cheapest things. But then again, all bait, all the equipment is provided for you in most cases. That covers a boat cost, the fuel, and a person that knows the area and knows where to go to find whatever species that you are attempting to catch at that time.
Yeah, apparently Brandon was really into fishing, and he said this is one of those fishing trips you really want to go on, like it's in your top choices. I mean, we don't fish like that, so I don't have a way of verifying that, but that's what he said.
Even though I'm a Southern boy, I'm not an outdoorsman in that sense. I love to shoot. I'm not a hunter. I'm not a fisher.
But we've both been, no, yeah, but and we just don't do it for, and I definitely am not getting on a boat, so I'm chicken, y'all.
And not just chicken, you can't swim.
Well, that just means I'm smart for not getting on the boat.
Yeah. That's what the main life jacket's for, and most boats are perfectly safe. The bigger the boat, the more stable it is.
I mean, I'll get on a bigger one. Anyway, we'll get distracted. So, at 7:55 on that Sunday night, Missy made a Facebook post that says, if it's raining, we're still training. No excuses. You're gladiators. And it actually was raining in the early morning hours of the 18th.
Oh, yeah. Gladiators didn't get a weather break.
Nope. 9:23 p.m., she posted on Facebook that she's going to bed and that she needed to be up at 3:30.
See, that's too damn early.
Well, she had to be up there. So, and the class started at 5.
That's still too damn early.
And she lived about 15 or 20 minutes away from the church because she didn't actually live in Midlothian. She and Brandon spoke on the phone before she went to bed and told each other they loved each other.
Aww.
So we go to the morning of the 18th. At 2:23 a.m., motion-activated cameras are activated at Creekside Church. But nothing is seen. No animal, no person at that point in time at 2:23.
Anything can activate motion cameras. I mean, it could have been a small breeze that moved a limb in just the right spot.
What do you mean?
Don't know until actually see the video.
At 3:50 a.m., the suspect is first seen on the surveillance camera.
Okay.
And that's the video that we're going to watch later.
So we have video of the suspect then?
Correct. In the church. the surveillance that's in the church does not cover in two rooms, and there's no exterior cameras. Apparently they have them, but for some reason they were either not on or not working. So the only video that we have is the hallways. So we're not actually seeing it inside any rooms. It's just the hallways. And we only have what the police gave us, which is a compilation, and it's going to be a little over 2 minutes.
Okay.
At 4:16 a.m., Missy's truck arrives and parks under the awning. And at 4:20, Missy is seen entering the main entrance to the church.
Okay, so far everything seems fairly normal.
At 4:35 a.m., the first camper arrives and is seen waiting outside under the awning.
So we're talking a 15-minute time frame?
Correct.
Okay.
This was a camper who had never been to one of her classes, so they weren't really sure how things worked, so they just sat outside waiting until somebody else got there.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean,
so they didn't, you know, attempt to go in. They weren't even sure if the door was unlocked and all that kind of stuff. They were just early. At 5 a.m., Missy's body is discovered and 2 911 calls are made.
I'm assuming another...
It was another camper that had arrived.
Okay.
And they call 911, and then they also, one of the campers also calls Brandon in Mississippi.
Okay, so one of the campers was obviously kind of a somewhat close personal friend, not just a camper.
She had his number. Well, we don't know exactly how close they were, but she definitely had his number.
Obviously close enough to have his number.
At 5:10 a.m., the police arrive. 5:30 a.m. is when Brandon was notified. So Brandon is notified.
Okay.
Remember, he's out of town.
Yeah, he's in Biloxi getting ready to go on a nice big fishing trip.
He calls his mother, Marcia, and lets her know that Missy is dead.
I'm assuming Marcia lives in the same...
the same general area. Yeah. Okay. Because the three daughters are at home.
Okay.
Because Missy has left to come and to, you know, to work, basically. And there's obviously no way he can get back quick enough. So,
I mean, we're what, middle of Texas, if I remember correctly?
Correct.
Yeah, Texas to Biloxi is a...
Yeah, it's a little... It's a little south of, like, Dallas.
And, let's see. If I remember correctly, Dallas is, what, about 10 hours for us?
I don't remember exactly. I'll have to take your word for it.
I think it's between 8 to 10 hours, depending on the route you take, and Biloxi is about 2 hours from us. So, yeah, we're talking 12-hour drive.
Minimum. Actually, I looked it up, so I have it written down for us later. We'll get to it. It's a 9-hour drive and 586 miles, because I looked it up.
Okay, so I was a little off of my estimates.
Because we're going to talk about when Brandon gets back. Marcia calls Christy, which is her daughter, Brandon's sister. And she initially told Christy that Missy had died in a car crash.
Okay, that'd be inaccurate information.
But that's what Brandon told her. So we don't know... We don't know how that game of telephone happened. All we know is that they initially said that, and they actually initially told the daughters that their mom... It's really, really sad. They were initially told that their mom died in a car crash, and then had to be saying, no, well, your mom is dead, but actually she was murdered. So, not great.
No, I wouldn't call that great at all.
I just don't know if Brandon on the phone, Marcia misunderstood him, or if maybe one of the camper... There's nothing that makes sense as to why the camper would have said car crash to Brandon. They're the ones that found the body. They obviously are aware that she was inside a church. It was not a car crash. So was Brandon confused or was Marcia confused? We don't know.
Somebody was confused or misheard information, apparently.
But Marcia and Christy head to the house and then proceed to wake the kids up and tell them what's going on.
And those ages the kids were, they seem old enough to be able to be alone for a few hours.
Well, apparently, Missy's mom was initially supposed to come over and spend the night.
Mm-hmm.
But had not, due to the fact that the weather was bad and all that raining. So she did not come and stay with them like she was supposed to. And Brandon was upset that the mother-in-law was not there.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
I mean, honestly, I think a 15-year-old is fine to take care of her 8-year-old sister.
Yeah, for a few hours at least.
I mean, they were probably sleeping.
Well, at 3 in the morning, I would hope so.
Exactly. So police also called Brandon. So it wasn't like the police were just like, whatever. They called and notified him as well. It's just the camper beat him to it.
I'm going to venture to guess that this is not a case where the husband did it.
That's going to be up to you to let us know what you think.
Well, obviously, I won't know if I'm correct or incorrect because this is an unsolved case.
You can have an opinion like everybody else.
You want me to tell you what my grandfather used to say about opinions?
No, not right now. We're going to keep it clean. At 3 p.m., Brandon arrives home in his rental car. And like I just said, from Biloxi to Midlothian was a 9-hour drive, 586 miles. So if he found out at about 5:30 and made it at 3 p.m., he either was driving really fast or made some really good time. He had to leave like immediately.
Yeah, he was booking it.
On the day after Missy's death, April 19th, Brandon speaks out to reporters and says he doesn't believe that Missy is targeted. Later on the 27th, he turns around and says he was tired when he said that, and he does believe she was targeted.
I don't have enough information at this point in time to say anything either way.
On April 22nd, Randy, who is Brandon's dad, was found to have brought bloody clothes to the dry cleaner.
So, do we know why I said clothes were bloody?
We're getting there. There was a big hoopla about it. The dry cleaners called the police. They get a search warrant. They take the clothes in for testing. And it was found that it was not human blood. His dad said that they had had, he has a chihuahua, his wife's chihuahua.
Devil dogs.
Don't talk about my baby. But they were had been staying with somebody that had a larger dog. The dogs got in a fight. And the blood was from the dog fight, and that chihuahua actually died, sadly.
Aw. Not all chihuahuas are evil, but most of them are.
He's just saying that, y'all, because I have one, and he loves my dog just as much as I do. But, so Randy was actually, Randy and Brandon's mom, Marsha, are not married. Randy is remarried. They just know that they are, you know, not together. And that Randy and his new wife were in California at the time of the murder.
I'd say that's a solid alibi.
Because there's a whole lot of hoopla about that kind of stuff. Missy's funeral was on April 23rd. On April 24th, the day after the funeral, Brandon's mother writes a letter to Missy's murderer and posts it on Facebook. And we're going to read this in its entirety because it's just, you have to. It says, "Do you even realize what you have done to her daughters, husband, our whole family? Was it really worth it? Why did you think this was so necessary? You know who you are. Your husband / wife and family members know who you are. They know your special walk," which we'll get to that later when we look at the video. "Right now, they are as guilty as you are by not coming forward. I honestly pray you do not have children. My granddaughters at least have the knowledge that their mom was a kind-hearted, loving, caring person. You have now ruined your children's life, along with your family's life, by doing this senseless act. We can at least visit Missy's graveside, even though we have the comfort of knowing she is already in heaven. Your family will get to visit you in prison, forever reminded of your crazy, selfish act. What a legacy you have doled out to your family. I will be praying for all of them. I truly feel worse for your family than mine. Please come forward. Give yourself peace. Give our family some peace. Give some honor back to your family. God will forgive you. We will forgive you because we know, and you know, that is what Jesus has commanded us to do."
Is that the entirety of the letter?
That's the entirety of the letter.
Okay. You pause there like you were fixing to jump to the next paragraph, so I didn't know.
No, I was just going to wait and see what you thought.
I feel like it's fairly accurate, and it's not wrong in the fact that somebody out there knows exactly what happened and is the guilty party. I don't think they'll ever come forward, though.
I find it a little odd. It's just an odd letter to me. And it's the day after the funeral. I can see if, like, I don't know, maybe we're a month in or something like that, and then you're still frustrated because you still don't know who it is, but it's the day after the funeral. It seems like your focus would be, like, you would be too involved with your grandkids and your son and stuff to be worried about putting stuff out on Facebook.
Maybe that's how she copes.
Maybe. So that's not the only letter she wrote. So she puts out a second one to the murderer on May 7th. It has been 2 weeks since I wrote the first letter to you. Almost 3 weeks since you murdered Missy. I would guarantee your life has been more miserable than ours. Our life has been filled with peace that you wouldn't understand. Something only a God-fearing, saved by Jesus person truly understands. We have been blessed by so many wonderful people willing to share our grief by praying with us, preparing meals for her family, and just blessing us with all their actions in so many ways. How about you? Are you feeling all the love from your family and friends? Or do they suspect you, thinking something is not right with you? How did it make you feel when so many people all over this nation said such glowing things about Missy? You probably sat back and thought, how little did they really know her? I assume you were jumping up and down when the news about her life was not as perfect as a lot of people thought. Well, let me tell you a little secret you may not comprehend. No, she wasn't perfect, and she never claimed to be. But the secret is there is something called agape love, meaning there really is a love you have that no matter what you have done in the past or present, you still love them. I know her husband does, her three girls, her mom, brothers, all her family and friends. Sorry, there is nothing that can ever change that. I'm sure that disappoints you, but it's the truth. Are you getting a bit nervous, shaking in your boots that look too big? You should be. It's just a matter of time now. Things would be a lot easier on you just to go ahead and turn yourself in. I'm sure the officials will take that into account. Go ahead and clear your conscience. You will feel better. No sense in having your family witness you being picked up by the police and leaving that lasting vision on their minds forever. We are all waiting. It's one way or the other.
It almost sounds like a journal entry that, you know, she's just trying to cope with everything that's happening. But don't put that type of stuff out there on Facebook.
It's just a little odd.
Agreed, but still. I mean, I don't.
And she's the mother-in-law. This is not her child. It's her child's wife.
I don't know.
I kind of feel like, is it attention-seeking?
It seems like it might be to a degree.
Like, are you trying to get attention, or are you trying to throw off the sense, like, oh, this is, definitely don't look at my son. He definitely didn't do anything. Don't look at my family, because we want the person found. Well, like, it could be either of those, I think.
Well, if it's confirmed that he was in Biloxi at the time of the murder, you know, it's, you know, he's definitely not the one that did it unless he paid somebody else to do it, which I feel like there would have been a paper trail somewhere that would have led back to him.
But to our knowledge, they've never found a paper trail.
Too many unknowns, too many variables. I don't like it.
I know, the unsolved ones are hard. So People Magazine quoted Marcia, which is the one that just did the letters, as saying that she had mixed feelings about Camp Gladiator, noting that she doesn't even like to say the name. And when she was asked why, she replied, quote, I guess because it took so much of her life, and then it took her life.
I mean, a plausible theory that, yeah, it was somebody that she had met through the Gladiator stuff. But, yeah, you have no proof. You don't know who did it yet. And apparently at this point, what, 8-9 years later?
No, this was 2016, so we're not quite that far.
Yeah, well, sorry, I can't math.
All right, so we went through the timeline stuff. We're going to go through some of the just different information. She was on LinkedIn, which, yeah, I don't use. I'm not as familiar with.
Professional Facebook, basically, with less Facebook features.
So she was on it a lot. And apparently it's reported that in January of 2016, so about 4 months before she was murdered, she began a conversation that the police will only describe as flirtatious.
Oh, some business people do use flirtation as a sales tactic, so to speak. That doesn't make it right, though.
Well, it's reported that there are that she was having an affair or had had an affair at some point in their marriage. We don't know with who. We don't know how long it lasted. And you don't know if it had ended. They make it seem like it had ended, you know, recently, not too recently, like a, less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
He being Brandon, had made the comment on one of the interviews. He does several. They're pretty long. Where he's just standing in front of, like, the police station and stuff, and they'll reporters get him, and he says he's not going to talk, and then he talks for another 25 minutes.
Yeah, they always do that.
So he's talking, and he makes the comment that in the last 10 months, Missy had texted him and told him she loved him every morning and, like, to be safe at work or something like that. But it was so very...
a change of habits.
Right. Like, it was very specific that he said in the last 10 months. So the theory is... that's when, you know, it ended and they were working on their marriage. It's also been reported that he possibly had affairs. Nothing's proven.
Well, without proof, it's hard to say anything definitive.
But there was definitely marriage troubles. That's a fact.
No marriage is perfect all the time.
And they were having financial troubles as well.
Yeah, that's a number one stressor for married couples.
Right. 3 days prior to her death, Missy received a message on LinkedIn from somebody she did not know, showed it to a friend. The friend ends up telling the police and says that they both found it creepy. Don't know who it's from. We don't know the exact wording. We just know that the police are interested in it because they found it creepy.
There's creeps on every social platform, unfortunately.
LinkedIn, I wouldn't even think would be the place where you would have all this weirdness, but I mean, that's where, because she was on Facebook, but nothing about being flirtatious on Facebook. She posted a lot on Facebook, but, and they could not pull like all of this, you know, all these comments there, what they have. Like I said, the police are being very tight-lipped about everything. So it makes it really difficult.
Well, from my understanding, they generally are to a degree for anything still ongoing are unsolved.
Exactly. Most of the information that we have is from the search warrants. They've executed multiple search warrants, including they were looking, like we talked about, the issues in Missy and Brandon's marriage. The warrant requesting Missy's phone record states, quote, "A portion of these messages, as well as deleted messages, recovered, indicate and confirm statement and tips provided to officers of an ongoing financial and marital struggle, as well as intimate slash personal relation or relationships external to the marriage with identified target numbers." So they make this target phone number list of 9 people and they get a warrant and they go into all of these people's like phone records. And it was people she knew, different other Camp Gladiator people and a variety of other people. They got the phone numbers, they got the search warrant, and they've released nothing. You know, I mean, that was 2016, and we still don't have anything from it. But that's the exact wording, is that, you know, financial and marital struggle. So it's confirmed that they had something going on. All right, so the first video we're going to watch is about SWFA. So SWFA is a sports, kind of like academy.
So it's a sports store.
Yeah, like a large sports store that we just don't have in Louisiana. So, but it's called SWFA. And it was approximately a mile away from the church and on the opposite side of the road. So we're on Highway 287. So not far at all, but this is a highway 287 is a 4-lane highway. So think of like you have to cross over.
Is it a 4-lane divided highway?
4-lane divided. Yes.
Okay.
So not like just, oh, let me walk across this little street. It's definitely, you know, it's not something that you wouldn't want to cross, especially at night if you were walking or something like that.
Well, it wouldn't be safe. The safest time to cross would be at night because theoretically there'd be less traffic, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to cross it, period.
Yeah, I haven't crossed a few 4-lane highways in my life on foot. It's not fun.
So during the early morning hours of April 18th, surveillance footage at the nearby sporting goods store showed a suspicious vehicle. We don't know if it's connected to Missy. Police have asked for the driver of the vehicle to reach out to them in case they are not saying, hey, we think you're the murderer. What they're saying is, you were in this area at this time.
We just want some information.
Right. A, can we, basically they want to clear them or see if they saw anything. So it's not like necessarily we think you're the murderer. It's, you know, this was dark, late. Did you see anything? And B, were you doing something that was completely unrelated to her so that we can mark you off our list? These people have never come forward.
Well, maybe they just never saw the press releases or the news story.
This was national.
There are many people out there that do not pay attention to national or local news.
I don't know. I can't imagine that they wouldn't have seen it. All right. We're going to look. I'm going to tell you what they say the car is, and we'll watch the video. They're estimating it's a Nissan Altima from 2010 or 2012. And it's going to pull in the parking lot at 2 a.m. And it's going to lower its lights, drive around completely around the building, then park on one side.
Okay, that does seem a bit suspicious. And at what time was this again?
This is 2 a.m. So
that'd be way too early for an opening manager or something to come in.
Correct. And they never get out of the car. So just to remind you about the times that happened over at the church, at 2:23 a.m. is when the motion-activated cameras went off at Creekside, but nobody was seen on camera. And then the suspect is seen for the first time at 3:50. This is 2 o'clock and a mile away.
Okay, so easily walking distance, but I feel like the cameras would pick up the person getting out of the car.
Right, they do not park. Well, they park temporarily, but they never get out of the car. So go ahead and play the video and tell me, you know, if you want to stop it, tell me what you think, that kind of thing.
Okay, do we want to narrate the video for anybody that doesn't want to search it out?
Yep. Do you want to do it or you want me to?
We can do it either way.
You can do it, since I've seen it before.
Okay.
And I'll add to it if I need to.
So I'm just starting the video now. Looks like we're at the viewpoint we have. Looks like it's front of the store, pointing out towards the main drive into the parking lot. And it looks like there's kind of a four-way type intersection in the parking lot as well. Okay, definitely got the vehicle turning in now. Why would you turn your lights off at that point?
That's why they think they're suspicious, because they turn off their lights. It is raining. You can tell it's raining.
Oh, yeah. The rain is blatantly clear, and they are definitively correct on it being a Nissan Altima. And I'm not real big on the Altimas, but the year range does seem accurate. excuse me. Okay, so they just pulled out of the first camera view here. We're on to a second camera view that again shows them turning in from a different angle. That turning your lights off like that when you turn in is a bit odd. That's
especially when it's raining.
That to me is suspicious behavior, even in a lit parking lot. Okay, I can't tell what this angle is. Okay.
It's just dark. If you notice, okay, see, pause it right there.
Okay.
They didn't come, if you turn in naturally and you were just driving, you would have come straight. Yeah. You wouldn't have made that loop that was unnecessary. So people have commented on, why did they go to the loop versus go just straight in? Are you trying to stay farther away from the cameras?
That's what I would venture to guess looking at this footage for the first time, but it appears to be a very well-lit parking lot. So I really don't see much reason to have looped out like that. And plus, if you left your lights on, that would have produced a glare on the camera lens more likely, and that would have helped to obscure some details.
They probably didn't think of that.
Well, they should have. Well, then it wouldn't have looked quite as suspicious. Okay. Driving through the parking lot still. Is taking a rather odd route, and being Texas, they do have front plates. But the camera angle and resolution is not good enough to
make out the front several plate. Analysis of this video online, and there is a person who does review this video, and he thinks he's got about 4 of the digits down on the plate. Okay. Now, you're just taking, I mean, I've watched the video. And he looks like he knows what he's talking about, but it just, there's no way of knowing.
Well, notice when we switch to this next camera view, I'm seeing 2 cars parked behind this building, what looks like maybe a loading dock type area. And one of which being a classic muscle car, looks like possibly 60s era GM. Or maybe a early Mercury Cougar. I'm not sure. It looks like possibly a newer model Chevrolet HHR. So I'm kind of curious as to why those two cars.
Those are workers.
Okay,
so they're actually inside.
So those workers in the building, I guess I'm assuming stocking shelves.
We don't know exactly, but that would be my assumption as well.
Well, one of them has good taste in vehicles. I'm gonna say that. But I noticed our Altima driver turn the lights back on again as he came around the back of the vehicle or the back of the building. So that, again, is odd behavior.
Maybe he came up with your idea of it would cause a glare.
Well, it looks like this part of the parking lot's not as well lit. Okay, it's like probably behind the building again. Lights off and on again. Some odd erratic behavior from this driver. And definitely screams suspicious to me.
And they do sell guns at this sports store.
Well, most sports stores do, but okay, this erratic driving is bugging me. Something's not right here. So we're back around of what appears to be the second camera view that we saw. But lights are back on again.
So they gave us multiple views, but he or she only makes one loop.
Well, it looks like they're going for a second loop, but I mean, I was going to throw out a...
They're actually about to park, and you're going to see that.
I was going to throw out a possible logical explanation of maybe they were there to pick up one of the workers that was inside, but you know, the way they're erratically driving around, that don't seem to add up right. You know, and now they're driving around with the lights on, so... Something wrong with this person.
And this is back at the very front of the entrance.
Yeah.
Where they initially came in.
It looks like a different camera angle, too. And it's in color this time, not black and white.
These cameras are really good. Like, everybody needs these cameras. No, I don't know what their system is.
It's modern security cameras nowadays, you're talking full HD, even 4K resolution out of them.
So they're going to park for about 3 minutes.
Okay. So we've got a boring 3 minutes then.
But they're going to park for about 3 minutes. And then, you can watch it or you can fast forward, whichever one you do. they're going to leave at about 2:04 a.m.
Okay, so they don't, nobody ever goes to the car, nobody gets out of the car.
Nobody comes to the car. People have tried to enhance this video, and they've said that they think it looks like the person's writing something down. I don't know that you can really get that good, but that's just what the enhancement said.
Well, I do not have the software to be able to attempt to enhance it, or else I would, and you know this.
Yeah, I think that's expensive.
Okay, skipped ahead too far.
Yeah.
Okay, I wish they had timestamps on these security videos.
So we skipped ahead to about, tell them where we are.
About 6.5 minutes into the video now. And the video is just short of 8 minutes long.
What I find interesting is they use their blinker.
Well, you know just as well as I do, most criminals get caught for something stupid like that.
I just think it's like you're in a parking lot, it's late at night, you're by yourself, you're doing all this creepy stuff, but when you get ready to leave, you use a blinker.
Okay, hold on, that's a good angle on the car. Yeah, that's
probably your best angle on the car is when, at where are we at, 6:58, is that what that says?
I'm farther away from you. Okay, so it is four-door silver with a gray interior. You can just barely make out the driver's hands. But not enough to be able to tell anything, at least from what I can see right now. Yeah, but
some people say they can see a bumper sticker on the back. So see if you can see that at any point.
I haven't seen it.
I couldn't see it myself.
Okay, we're back to a black and white view. The problem is every back view of the vehicle, there's the glare from the lights, and the lights pretty much blow out any sort of detail that you would try and get there. That's odd.
And they are turning away from the church, but because the road is, they have to turn right. They can't turn left.
Okay, yeah.
So that doesn't tell us where they went to next, because they have to turn right.
Yeah, I can see the divided highway there. But the question is there a good enough angle on one of these cameras that they'd have been able to see if they came back the other way?
I don't think so. I don't think it's that far out. Or else they would have, if they have, they wouldn't release it. Or they haven't released it.
Okay. I mean, that's definitely some odd behavior.
And it could honestly have absolutely nothing to do with Missy's case. We have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been somebody that, well, here's a question. Have we looked at previous security footage of roughly the same time and seen if that vehicle's coming around?
Not that we know of. If the police have it, they haven't said anything.
Does it mean hypothetical? They were there to pick somebody up. And when they parked, that's when they were messaging with said person and waiting for them to get back to them. Maybe said person had called in sick and didn't let their ride know.
Well, I mean, that's an easy thing to prove. Like, you could come forward and say, hey, look, I was coming to pick up Jimmy. Jimmy wasn't ready. Here's the text messages. And you would be, you know, then the police could come out and say, this has absolutely nothing to do with this. We've proved it in the end. So I feel like if it was innocent, if they were there for any non-illegal type of purpose, then they would have come forward. I don't think that necessarily being there for something illegal means you're necessarily related to Missy. You could be trying to case the place and break in. Or, and then you don't want to be found for that.
Maybe just want to roll over and roll a fat joint and, you know, not have to worry about staying on the road in bad weather. So he could smoke his joint while he's going on the road.
But that doesn't explain all that. Turning lights on, turning lights off, driving around the whole building.
Stoners do stupid stuff.
Okay. You did such a good job on that video. I can't wait to watch you with the surveillance video. It's going to be fun. All right. Police have not released the autopsy results for Missy. So the information that we have is coming from all of these search warrants that they have put out. So what they said was that Missy has died from head and chest puncture wounds.
Okay, so that tells me a stabbing with some sort of a weapon.
That would be your immediate thought.
Yes.
But there's also the possibility that she was shot.
I don't feel like they would use the term puncture wounds if it was shot.
The reason that people think that there is a possibility that she was shot, there's two things. Immediately, most people think because of the weapons or tools that we're going to see on the surveillance video, because they have a hammer and a couple other little tools. So your first thought is, oh, she was killed with one of these things that the person's walking around with. After she was murdered, law enforcement brought in an ATF dog named Titan. And
Go Titan.
I know, love it. So Titan is capable of locating shell casings and gun residue.
I'm guessing Titan didn't hit on anything like that?
They didn't release the results.
Of course they didn't.
Before Missy's murder, there had not been a murder for 7 years in Midlothian.
Another one of these, oh, it couldn't happen to us here places.
That's everywhere except for New Orleans, Detroit, and Chicago.
Right.
So.
Another one a day. Whatever. Let's go have a drink.
We had, three shootings last night in Baton Rouge?
Okay. It wouldn't surprise me, but I don't know definitively right off.
I'm pretty sure that's what the news said. Anyway, so there is a report where the police put out, this is how many shootings we had, how many blah, blah, blahs we've had. And reportedly on this report, it says death by gunshot.
Okay.
The police have never said that. And if we were in a town where there were multiple murders, they would not be able to say this belonged to Missy. But because she is the only person that was murdered that entire time, and they have reported a death by a gunshot, it has to be her. But the actual
common sense would say that, but then again, law enforcement, it has been known to do some stupid stuff.
So, it could be an error because we don't know for fact. So it's really, really confusing when you're trying to figure out a murder and you're not even exactly sure how she died.
Yeah. I wish we could get a copy of the coroner's report, but
that would be super helpful.
I got a feeling we'll never see that, at least not for many, many years.
Yeah, hopefully they'll go to trial and we'll see it then. Hopefully they'll find somebody.
In order for them to go to trial, they got to have somebody.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Hopefully they'll find somebody. And hopefully, that's why people talk about these cases, to hopefully get results and bring in people to actually, say what they know. But, my first thought when I had seen it was, oh, she was probably killed with these tools. Then you have the information about the gun. She did have her own gun, which was in her truck.
Question about the church.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said that the camera footage from the church is primarily from the hallways and outdoor, correct?
Correct.
Do we happen to know if the doorways have any sort of windows on them?
Like the entrance? Oh, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the doors in the hallways.
You're going to see. We're going to watch it. That's what we're going to watch next.
Okay, because theoretically, if a gun was used, then you would see some sort of muzzle flash
from area. We don't have the murder. My understanding is the murder was not recorded.
Yeah, but if a gun was used, if it was done anywhere in the vicinity of one of those cameras viewing areas, even if it is off camera, you will still see a muzzle flash somewhere.
The police know how she died. We just don't know. They're just not releasing it. So they know what happened.
Stingy bastards, give us the damn information.
I want information. All right, let's watch the surveillance video. This is going to be fun to watch with you.
Okay, so this was released from the Creekside Church of Christ surveillance video by the Midlothian Police Department.
And it is, you're going to see from different angles. I definitely recommend that you watch it, but we're going to kind of narrate it, just like I'll let you do it and I'll jump in because I've watched it multiple times, and we can watch it more than once if you want, because it's hard to catch everything at once.
And apparently this police department was established in 1888.
Important information.
Inquiring minds may want to know.
You never know. All right. Okay. So I would say immediately once you see the person, let's talk about what they're wearing.
Okay. So this is the person in question here, I'm assuming?
Yeah. This isn't the best view of what they're wearing, so maybe we should wait a minute.
No.
So basically, but
this is what I was asking, this little small window in this doorway. If there was a gun used, and I feel like unless they covered that window, then there would be some sort of flash out of one of those little windows.
So basically, Creekside Church, the worship center, like where you're going to have actual services, is in the middle. And the rooms, it's like a rectangle, and the rooms are all the way around. So imagine that your worship center is in the very middle, and these hallways make a big rectangle around it. And then the rooms are coming off of the hallways that surround the worship center. Okay. And a lot of these rooms are like Sunday school rooms or nursery rooms. So or that's
storage
what
storage or administration.
Exactly. So, and this, I'm going to show you, we'll post this map too that we have. This is the entrance where she came in, which was the southwest entrance. She parked under this awning and she was murdered. Like, that's how far she made it in. Not far at all.
Okay.
And then,
in curiosity, does the church, or is it known if the church has any sort of maintenance man or late night security that would explain why another person would be there?
No late night security. I'm sure they have some type of maintenance, but not any. But there was no reason for anybody to be there but her. And there's a kitchen area that's opposite of the southwest entrance. This is the kitchen area on the west entrance. And there was glass broken, and that's where they entered. So they didn't come in through like one of the main entrances. They didn't have a key. They did break in to come in.
Okay. So more than likely this individual was somebody that was there to rob or cause havoc in some way, shape, or form. And just happened to stumble across Missy and panicked and possibly killed her.
Was that your thought?
Without seeing this surveillance video, that's my plausible theory at this point in time.
Okay, so watch the video and let's see what you think.
And this video is only about 2 minutes long or so.
It's a little over 2 minutes, and it's
this person does seem to have a very distinct walk. It is odd that this church has so many lights on this early at night in the morning.
Okay. See, they've got a hammer. Why do
they have a police vest on?
Okay. Pause it. So they have a police vest on.
And it looks like a police issue motorcycle helmet as well.
The discussion is that this is not a legit outfit because the helmet is shiny, and standard SWAT helmets are not shiny because they don't want to draw attention to you.
No, but if it's a motorcycle officer, that could be the correct outfit. Because from at least this angle right here, that's what it looks like to me, because it doesn't appear to have a SWAT-style visor on it. It looks more like a motorcycle helmet to me.
And they've got the vest on. They've got what looks like a tactical belt, all tactical gear. And you can actually buy.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy all of this. You can get it legitly, or you can buy all of it online. And it's not very expensive. I looked it up. And
there's a police supply store here in town that you can pretty much buy most of the stuff at.
Right. The vest online is like $30 to $55, depending on where you buy it. And underneath the mask, they're wearing, like, it's not a ski mask, like a baklava is kind of what they're wearing.
Or some people call them nut gaiters, but yeah.
So they're pretty much covered head to toe.
Which, let's see, April would still be a little bit chilly. And I know some motorcycle riders do wear a bandana or baklava or, you know, net gaiter over their mouth and nose just to keep bugs from getting in their face. And April in Texas, there'd be a fairly decent bug population. But that wouldn't really be much of... That wouldn't really be... mean much on a rainy night, though. And for the most part, most motorcycle officers tend to not use their motorcycle on bad weather days. So, a couple more questions asked.
You see, they opened that door that opened for them, and now they're at this door that's not opening for them. So, they've got a couple of the tools.
Yeah, it looks like a hammer and a crowbar, and they're trying to... Looks like they're probably trying to bend the door jam enough to pop the door open, which is, again, one of those things that's harder to do than you would think.
So they're unsuccessful at doing that.
And this person looks somewhat heavy set as well. And it's definitely looks like that right leg's got a little bit of a limp to it. Oh, he found a Dutch door. Nice.
So that's a nursery.
Yeah, I was about to say, generally most churches, they use Dutch doors on nurseries and places where little kids are. Okay, yeah, this person is definitely suspicious, and I don't feel like it's that same person in the Altima from the other video.
So you think they're unrelated? This is the best angle you're going to get. They're coming out through this door, and you're closest to them, like above them. And then they're got something in their hand, and they're swinging the hammer
that and could breaking. Be the crowbar too.
Well, they're breaking. You can see the glass shattering.
Yeah, there's definitely broken glass, and that's all.
That's all you get.
That's it.
That's it. So I'm assuming you're going to want to watch it again because there's so much to go over.
That's... I'm not entirely sure what to make of this.
So I'll tell you the thing, questions that are... Was this person here to rob? Or were they here only to... And don't answer yet. I'm just telling you the questions that people have. Was this person there to rob? Or were they there just waiting on Missy? Is this person a police officer or not a police officer? Is this person male or female? Is this a legit walk or are they doing it just for the camera? And do they know this church or are they new to this building?
Okay, I'm going to try and answer your questions in order.
You can watch it again if you want to.
I don't feel like this person is a police officer. That limp, which doesn't appear to be fake because it seems too consistent, would more or less prohibit them from being a uniformed officer. Yeah, it is easy enough to get enough gear to wear on, unfortunately, the poor quality of these cameras, relatively speaking, would make it convincing enough. Also, if it was a police officer, given the fact that most patrol units, both automotive and motorcycle, have some sort of tracking that the department can keep track of where the officers are, you know, say in the case of officer goes quiet and they can't get in contact with them, they can look up and see where their last known location was. Excuse me, yeah. So I do feel like this is somebody that is faking the police ruse, which in a robbery type situation, which this appears to be, it makes sense. As they are wearing enough to disguise their identifying features enough, except for that limp. because of the vest and equipment and whatnot they have on, it's hard to determine exact height and weight and whatnot. I do feel like
I'm trying not to sway you. That's why I'm trying not to. I'm trying to keep my face neutral.
Well, your face is obscured mostly by a microphone and a filter, so I can't really tell stuff like that.
Well, that's good.
I do feel like this person was there, given the fact that there was a broken window in the kitchen area, you said?
Yes.
This person was there for a bad reason. More than likely, I'm going to say some robbing the place. Criminals will take anything and everything they think they can sell for any amount of money.
So ultimately, nothing was stolen.
Well,
I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other. I'm just, those are the facts. Nothing was stolen.
I feel like what we see in this video is them looking for stuff to steal, but they hadn't made it to that area yet or gained access to anything that they thought was of value. And Missy interrupted them in their search, and it was a murder of opportunity, not, okay, I know this girl's going to be here at this time, I'm going to kill her. You know, that's just kind of my thoughts right now.
Okay. Did you answer, I'm trying to remember what all I asked you. So you answered about the police, you answered about the walk, you answered about the robbery, male or female?
Looking at the build, I'm going to venture to guess slightly heavier set male.
The estimate they did, you know, forensics looked at the video, and initially they said the suspect. This is so crazy that they did this. Initially, they said the suspect was 6 feet tall. Then they came out and said, "No, we're absolutely wrong. The suspect is between 5'2" and 5'7".
And I would lean closer to the taller end of that range. It's hard to say, though.
A lot of people here think that he's looking at where they opened the Dutch door. A lot of people think that there's proof that they don't know this church that well because they appear shocked.
They were surprised that
it was a Dutch door.
And knowing the fact that doors are 82 inches tall, and seeing how much door is above the head in this particular image, I would venture to guess the height to be somewhere in the upper five foot range. That's, again, I'm not a person that does this all the time, so I don't know definitively.
You mean like 5'6" to 5'11"? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, in that range.
I think they definitely are taller than me at my 5'2".
Well, that doesn't take much.
I know. And
unless you're a gymnast or a jockey, chances are you're taller than her.
It is what it is.
I love your little short butt, though.
Oh, okay. But I mean, they're definitely, I'm the worst judge of height, so it's hard for me to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got to look up to everything but a toddler.
I feel weird when people are shorter than me. I feel just from looking and saying that I'm horrible at judging height, that they're definitely shorter than you at your 6 feet. So I agree. I think 5'2 is way too low.
Oh yeah, 5'2 is definitely too low. It's at least 5'5 or better.
Yeah, I was gonna say 5'4 to 5'11 is what I would have put them at, but which can definitely be. I'll be honest, I'm very torn on the male female thing.
The walk and the body language kind of says male to me, but that's not a definitive thing to go on.
And opinion wise, we're going to have to disagree on this. I 100% don't think this was a robbery. I disagree with you on that. I think that this is what I see when I look at this video. I see somebody like you that has ADHD killing time until the person they're supposed to get killed gets there.
Yeah, but if I'm there waiting on somebody to get there to kill them, per se, and I'm just doing like this person is, going around opening doors, looking everywhere, yada, 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 I'm not going to leave doors open behind me because that's an obvious red flag to whoever that would come in. Why are all these doors open?
They only left a couple open, but even so, I mean, you're planning on killing them, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you don't. You want to be the one to surprise them, not you don't want to tip them off before you plan to pop them, so to speak.
I just feel like if you were there to rob something, they're completely covered. They did not have to kill her. Well, because what is she going to do? She's going to say, I saw a police officer stealing stuff? Like, she can't identify you. You could, granted, we assume their walk is accurate. They couldn't have ran away. But they definitely could have knocked her out. They have a hammer. They could have knocked her out or locked her in a room. She has no idea who this person is. She can't identify them. I mean, there's already a camera. You're already on camera. So what is she giving more? The camera is a better witness than she is because human witnesses are not great. So the camera is going to give more information than she can. So what is she going to do that made it worth killing her because she can't identify you? There's no point in killing her. It serves no purpose.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you on that. I don't, again, another one of those, I don't know definitively. I mean, this person definitely did it. There's no question about it.
No, I agree.
Yeah, just from the little bit of information I have and a little bit of video I've seen, this person definitely did it. And I don't feel it is the same person that was in the Nissan Altima.
So you think they're not related?
No. But who this person is, I have no clue. What their motive was, I have no clue. You know, it's hard to say anything like that.
Well, the motives and ideas that have been thrown out that we can look at are Brandon's definitely did not physically kill her, for sure. Yeah, that's given.
He's got a solid alibi being in Biloxi, so yeah, he's off the list in my book.
An extreme amount of people thought that his dad was a strong suspect, but his dad was in California. His dad has a walk that is extremely similar to this person.
Well,
and his dad made the mistake of getting caught on camera with his very unique walk.
Well, I can assure you this much. There is no way in hell, even with a personal plane, he could have been in California with his wife, flown back to Texas, killed Missy, and flown back to California without the wife knowing, and two, in the short time frame that was allotted.
I mean, but that does not rule out a paid for hit.
No, it doesn't, but I can't, with the information I've been provided, I can't think of anybody right off that would throw a paid hit at her like that.
Well, her husband would. I mean, husbands are always a viable option for a paid hit on the wife, especially when you're having financial. And
come on, we ain't that bad now.
Well, I'm just saying, the husband is always a viable option, either in person or a paid hit. So the police have come out and said that they have cleared him 100%. Until you've arrested somebody and convicted them, I don't see how you can clear anybody. Because you haven't found anything that says that he hired somebody. But that doesn't mean he didn't. You just haven't found it. So I feel like you have to still leave everything on the table. So he's an option as a hired somebody to do it for him. There is the theory.
Like by this point in time, they would have found some sort of paper trail on that, though.
Unless he's just actually good for once. Somebody has to be good at doing a hired killer for once. I mean, they happen occasionally.
Well, yeah, I mean, but still.
The other theories that are thrown out are that she was having an affair and the person either the person she was having the affair with or the spouse of the person she was having an affair with murdered her.
The person in the church looked far too male to me. You know, in height, in the walk, in the way they swung that hammer.
See, a lot of people think are very much like, oh, this is absolutely a woman. And I can't tell. I personally can't tell.
They come off as male to me.
Because the third theory is that it's someone that was in one of her Camp Gladiator classes that was just a little off and was upset with her. And so then that would be a female person because, I mean, not that men weren't in her Camp Gladiator classes. They could be male. But the theory is it's one of her people that was in her classes and maybe they had some self-esteem issues and, you know, got upset with the way Missy was training them and that they killed her.
I mean, a very sound theory for sure.
Because there's a lot of people who watch. That's why I didn't want to sway you one way or another about whether it was male or female. Because a lot of people are adamant that this is a woman. Especially when they drop the height to say 5'2 to 5'7. I can look at it and I can swing either way. Like I can honestly sit here and say, yeah, that looks like a girl. Yeah, that looks like a man. The only thing, I mean, I would say it's definitely not a police officer. And I don't, my personal belief is it's not a robbery.
And it's not, again, it's not somebody that's a member of the church or that has been there many times.
I think if they've been to the church, they have not been to the nursery. I agree that they kind of like pull their head back when they open the door and it's a Dutch door. I agree with that. To say that, I wouldn't say they've never been in that church.
They at least hadn't been there enough to roughly know their way around. That's
when it apparent. Wasn't raining, they did their gladiator classes outside. So you could have gone to her classes and not necessarily been inside the church because they left the church open just to like run to the bathroom or whatever. But normally they were outside. That's why she had sent the thing saying, hey, if it's raining, we're still training. Because normally they were outside.
And that, looking at this person's feet, that looks like a bigger shoe, which generally would mean a male, generally speaking. At least from my experience, most females do have smaller feet than males.
In general. Especially if they're shorter, like 5'2", 5", you know, if they were saying they were 5'4", 5'5", whatever.
All right, little miss, I'm almost shopping in the kids section for shoes.
Not that bad. Not quite that bad.
It ain't far off, though.
I wish everything was small on me like that, but not just my feet. Play it one more time so we can talk about. There's a couple of one more things I wanted to say. Okay. So when they're walking down the hall this way, they're just kind of like pushing on the wall. And they go in the room and they're not in there long.
It almost seems like they've got some sort of small flashlight, too. I seem to see a little flashlight here and there. But
I mean, they try and open this door, and it doesn't open, and it doesn't seem to bother them. They're just kind of like, whatever. It's the most lollygagging burglar that I would have ever seen in my life. Like, I just feel like if you're there and you're trying to rob something, you're more purposeful. If you took the time to put this whole, I'm a police officer, hide myself outfit on, I feel like you would be more purposeful with your movements of robbing the place. Because the only two things I think of that you would want to rob for would be money that came in from Sunday services or electronics.
Or any other equipment that they could steal.
Which are going to be big and bulky. So if you're there for electronics, why are you not pushing around some type of, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Just something to put a whole bunch of electronics on and push them all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
They just seem bored. Like, I can totally imagine you being there, and I've told you, hey, I'm fixing to work out. I need you to pick me up, and you've got 30 minutes to kill. And I can see you walking around like this just because you're bored and opening the doors being like, what's in here? Obviously, you wouldn't be breaking the glass. I can't explain that part. I don't know why, unless they were just trying to make it look like a burglar, and that's why they're breaking the glass.
Okay, this church needs to upgrade their security cameras. The quality on these is horrible.
I'm impressed that they had them.
A lot of places do nowadays.
But I just don't see anything purposeful. It's just like, okay, I got here at 3:50. I know she's going to be here about 4:15. I've got time to kill. Let me just walk around.
There's too much missing information for me to truly make an accurate assumption on this in my mind. I'm still sticking with this person was there to rob the place. And
you, we can vary. That's why I didn't want to like lead you, one way or the other.
And let me take a look at that map that you have on where everybody went.
And we definitely have to post that.
Yeah, this is going to have to get posted on Instagram and all that. This doesn't make a whole lot of sense, though.
What doesn't make sense?
And why this person was there. And the rooms that they're choosing to go into are odd choices of rooms as well.
I don't even see an office listed. So, I don't even know where the church office is. If possibly the church office is in a totally separate area.
Well, man. I would need to see a true layout of the entire campus of the church to be able to try and determine that. It's like there's a church I went to for work not too long ago where, there's multiple buildings. And you can tell this is obviously the main building over here. But up near the front of the property is this little building that legitimately looks like a house, and that's where actually the main office was.
I will tell you, when I researched for the fishing charters, almost, and of course I did not look at every fishing charter that they have on the internet that takes you back and forth between Biloxi, but they almost all left between midnight and 1 a.m. so that you would arrive at the islands, because early morning fishing is the best time for fishing.
Generally speaking, yes, depending on what you're fishing for.
Almost all of them were leaving at midnight, or between midnight and 1 a.m. My understanding was that when he got the phone call saying that she had passed away, he was just about to leave. But every charter would have had him, that I saw, would have already had him on a boat. So why was he not on a boat?
Okay, that does seem a little fishy as well.
And as fast as he made it from Biloxi to Midlothian, it was like, granted, you probably would get in your car quickly.
Yeah, as quickly as you possibly could anyway.
And I would suggest that people go watch his interviews. You can't judge people, how people act under trauma. I know all that. Everybody's going to act different. It's just, he doesn't act the way that I hope you would act if I had been murdered. Let's just put it that way. Like, it's very...
Well, it all depends on who murdered you.
I love you too, baby.
Don't worry. If I have anything to do with it, you wouldn't see it coming.
It's not that he's that calm. It's... They ask him about her. Like, you've been married and what... Every question, it comes back to Camp Gladiator. And that was her job. Granted, apparently she was very passionate about getting into fitness. And she'd been doing it for like 2 years. And that was, something that was important to her. But anytime they would ask him about, what does she mean to you? And blah, blah, blah. They would try and lead him away from questions that didn't have to do with Camp Gladiator. And he would somehow turn them back to Camp Gladiator. So it was just odd because it wasn't like, she was the other part of me. She was,
she completed me.
Exactly. Like it wasn't, in our spare time, we did yada yada together. I don't know how I'm going to.
In our spare time, we record a podcast together.
It's been good for us. But his questions were the way he answered them. It was just odd to me. Well, not to say.
I've not seen those videos. So don't have an opinion on them either which way.
I can show them to you. You just normally don't like it when I show you stuff. I couldn't show you beforehand because I didn't want you to get
obviously all not
involved. But the police are still searching for leads and state that they are actively working the case. They have brought in investigators from DeSoto PD, an experienced homicide investigator from Arlington PD, and a retired federal investigator.
This far out, I'm going to say they're not actively working on it too hard. And then again, we also don't know what information that they have that we don't have.
I understand keeping stuff close to the vest, but I feel like at a certain point when you've got so many years out and nothing's been solved, at that point, you need to release some more information.
Sprinkle a little bit more out there.
Like, confirm how she died.
Yeah, and then again,
that's not giving anything away.
What was it, a couple of years ago at CrimeCon? I forget who it was that said something about it, but I think one of the speakers that we saw, you know, said even, you know, people listening to the podcast and interested in true crime have helped solve a few cold cases.
They have. Okay, so let me explain to y'all why he went to CrimeCon, because we always talk about how he doesn't like true crime.
I truly and legitimately do not.
So it just so happened that CrimeCon was in New Orleans, praise Jesus, otherwise I would have never got to go. And I bought tickets for, because tickets aren't cheap if y'all have been to CrimeCon.
She bought a ticket for her, and a friend of hers bought a basically matching ticket that she worked with.
Right, and we were supposed to go for, our tickets that we bought were for one day.
Yeah.
Well, they accidentally gave us
full weekend passes.
Yeah, full weekend tickets. So I had a free ticket, and she wasn't able to go one day. So
yeah, y'all went Friday night without me. Then me and you went Saturday. Mm-hmm. And that's when I went out to go smoke a cigarette outside the convention center. And I caught Rudy Sanchez, and I got a picture with him.
I love Rudy. So
jealous much?
I was jealous. But that's how he ended up going to CrimeCon, is because Christy couldn't go with me. So he went with me, and then Christy and her husband went on Sunday. So it wasn't like he was like dying to go with me. He did have a good time, though. You did have fun.
It's one thing to watch Dateline and stuff 24/7 the way you do. I'm exaggerating on 24/7. But it's one thing to do it as much as you do on a regular basis. It's another thing, the occasional crime kind of thing. That's different. That's a little more interactive for me. You know, that's a whole different level than sitting and watching an hour-long TV show.
I loved Dateline.
Yeah, we did watch Killing Fields on Discovery that Rudy Sanchez was featured in.
But that's because it's Louisiana. That's probably the only reason you would have watched it.
Well, yeah, we got to rep the boot.
Because they have another season of it that's in, I think it's in Virginia. And you didn't watch that one with me.
No.
But that one was good, too. Not as good as our Louisiana version. You can send tips to Crime Stoppers of Ellis County at 972-937-7297. Or you can call the Midlothian Police Department Criminal Investigation Division at 972-775-7634. And right, like I said, right now there's more questions than answers.
Well, that seems to be a running trend with any sort of unsolved case.
And I know I hate the unsolved cases just like you, but I love knowing your opinion, and this is the only way I can get them.
Well, like I said on Bryce LaPisa, aliens.
Aliens is definitely not it.
No, I don't actually believe in aliens, but it is funny to throw that out there.
Some people believe in aliens, and it's okay.
Oh, I'm not saying there's not any aliens out there. I'm saying I've seen no proof otherwise of them. So
you're hard to make commit to stuff.
That I am, until I've got some irrefutable proof in front of me. Not proof. Proof.
But if there was proof, then it wouldn't be unsolved.
Exactly. I like closure.
Well, make sure, tell them what our YouTube is so they can go watch these videos.
Our YouTube is the same as our name here, Married Number 2 Murder. I just set it up the other day, so give me a few days to kind of work all the kinks out of it. The channel icon for it is on the same logo that we use for our podcast here, which we are actually working on a new logo, which we hope to have out soon here. So if you see that change, don't freak out. it is supposed to.
Yeah. Well, it's probably going to be a little bit, but we're working on it because we're indecisive.
It, slightly much.
Well, I think the problem is we're like, oh, I love that. And then we're like, change it. And we're like, oh, no, I love that even more.
Well, that and, oh, it looks good here, but it doesn't look good on a t-shirt or it doesn't look good on a mug or whatever.
I really want a t-shirt for me, y'all. I really want to walk around wear a Married to Murder t-shirt. I'm dorky.
Yeah, and we do plan on getting merchandise out in the future. Just give us time. Bear with us.
Yeah, I'm sure. I doubt they're ready yet for that either. But today we've got Instagram. We've got
Twitter.
Twitter. And we've got our...
we've got a Facebook page as well. I'm thinking about making a Facebook group for anybody that wants to try and interact with us and whatnot.
He's also wanting to do a Discord. He knows how to do Discord, and I don't. So if y'all are wanting a Discord, let us know. And you can ask him questions. Because yeah. It's fun to ask his opinion on stuff. I like it.
Yeah. Send us a message on any of our social medias if you want to get in on the Discord action. We can discuss cases there. Y'all can suggest cases there as well.
Mm-hmm. Or on our website.
I don't think our website really offers much.
They can email us. They can email us at marriedtomurderpodcast@gmail.com.
And that's the number 2, not T-O.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wish we could have done T-O, but that was already taken.
Well, I like our number 2 because there's 2 of us and it's sweet.
That there is. And, it's something a little bit different, too.
Final thoughts? So you still think it was a burglary and that she was wrong place, wrong time?
That's kind of the initial impression. I need more information, though.
I can't give you any more information than I already have.
Well, you're useless then. Come on, now. I need information.
You've got to be like everybody else. You've got to make judgments just like the land of Reddit with the information that we have.
Yeah, we also have a Reddit account as well. Don't do a whole lot on it. But, yeah, you can find us there, too.
They can what, message us?
I think they can message us on Reddit as well.
I don't use Reddit as much as you do.
Yeah. And the name's the same on every form of social media that we've set up so far. So if you can find us on one, you can find us on almost all of them.
And there's a couple of other podcasts that are like focused totally on this case that, if y'all want to check out and get even more, they interview people. So I don't know that we're ever going to interview anybody. We'll see. But there's like Gumshoe Stories has some stuff and Murder Broads.
Yeah, well, I don't think we're at the level to try and start interviewing people.
I don't know that I want to.
Yeah, then you're kind of put on the spot you got to have these questions ready and then you got to come up on the fly with, reactions to their answers to said questions.
I think I'm too shy to interview anybody.
Yeah, you are. You are shy. You can't deny that either.
I can't deny it at all. I don't think I can do it.
So
I think I would chicken out. I
think we're going to close this one out.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, we've already kind of gone over all the socials and contact information. Yeah. Keep liking. Keep downloading. Keep sharing. As usual.
All right. Oh, and happy late birthday again, Clint. We love you.
Do you, though?
Of course we do.
I know you do, but do they?
I mean, if they're still listening, I guess they do.
Well, they love one of us, at least.
I'm sure it's you. You've got the better voice.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure. All right. Y'all have a great week.
All right. We'll see y'all next time. Oh, and one last thing. R.I.P. Betty White.
Oh, yeah. I know. Poor baby.
Although I do feel like she trolled us all and made sure everybody always parties on the anniversary of her death.
Good for her. She was amazing.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I guess we can admit that we are recording this on New Year's Day. given that little tidbit of information. But we will see y'all next week again.
All right. Thanks, bye, y'all.